I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
We haven't done a baby's first in a while.
That's true.
I have a baby's first.
You have a baby's first?
I have a baby's first.
You have a baby's first?
And it's about me.
It's about... You're not...
I'm the baby!
You're not just using it to drag me once again?
No, not this time.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for the first time ever in my entire life, I cooked dinner.
What do you mean, for the first time ever in your entire
for
life?
For my whole life, yeah.
Are you...
Like, I made dinner for everyone.
I know.
By everyone, I mean me and Lyra and two other people.
I was one of those people.
I know.
I really enjoyed it. Is that, what do you mean? That's the first time you've made dinner?
Chloe, think about how long we've known each other.
I am. I'm currently doing that. Yeah. I've got.
You know
when you're skimming a video? I'm doing that right now, like skimming through like rapidly as fast as I can. Like, no, she must
go through all the chronology of our time
together.
You've
made many
breakfasts. Sift through the endless chronicles of our lives.
You've cooked breakfast at least 7 times in the last decade.
I have cooked breakfast. I can cook breakfast.
But
have I ever cooked dinner?
I don't even think you've cooked yourself dinner, let alone like the
house
dinner.
I've made myself peanut butter sandwiches for dinner before. I can make myself.
You've never cooked dinner.
I've made myself dinner. Cooked myself dinner.
Okay.
But I have not cooked dinner.
You can't call yourself an adult baby. You can call yourself a little all you want, but you're not an adult.
Chloe, yes, I am. Because I just
So you just did.
Yes, officially.
You're just.
I'm officially an adult now.
Oh,
so I can say I'm an adult baby.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you're still going to prefer little.
Right, obviously.
Okay, yeah. So why did you cook? Why? What was the reason? Do you want to share your experience?
You might remember a while ago, I used to get adventure boxes.
I do remember.
And those are from different places around the world that teaches you about Ecuador and whatever.
And equity.
And equity and Ecuador teaches you about both of them. Then they suddenly said, oh, no, you have become too grown up for these.
Yeah, they looked at their calendar and went,
they ran
she's been
out
doing
of them.
These. She's been doing these for a couple of years now.
It was 2.5
at least
years.
7.
And they expected that I was now too old for the boxes because, of course, I have aged 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm no longer 8. Now I am 10, and I would not want these boxes anymore.
They are wrong.
They were very wrong.
You have, if anything, gone back like 2 months in your little age.
I know.
In all this time.
I agree.
So, yeah. So now you have a new thing?
Yeah. So I replaced my adventure boxes. They said, we'll try these new boxes.
Yeah.
They had the different boxes that are like, oh, you can make some things.
And for about 8 months, you said, I don't want to.
And I didn't like them that much. I liked them. They were fine. But part of the joy for me with the adventure boxes was the learning experience and getting to explore like the world. And I liked that I could build things related to those places.
Yeah. It's very explorery, very like the hands-on.
They very recently came out with a cooking box. Like,
a
skill? Like brand new. It just came out.
A skill that you do not possess.
A skill that I have never once even wanted to possess. It's one of those things that I looked at and I'm like, oh yeah, cooking, sure. I'm never going to
do
that. But then I made the mistake of mentioning it offhandedly to Lyra.
And Lyra loves cooking.
Lyra loves cooking.
She loves it.
So she said, maybe it would be fun and cute to do these cooking boxes together. I will be the big in the situation. You will be little, and I will teach you how to cook using these boxes.
That's really fun.
And I thought, that sounds horrible. I don't want to do things. When I could do adventure boxes, it was me sitting and playing with toys on the couch.
This is
me doing work. This is me making dinner. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm done with it, I don't even have anything that I can keep and say like, ah, yes, now look at this beautiful thing I've made. I just eat the thing that I make. This does not seem appealing to me at all. I don't understand why people cook food.
Okay. Now that you have done it.
Yes.
What do you think?
It was a lot of fun.
That's so cute. I'm so glad.
Yeah, so the one that I got was about, like, the science of, like, color with food. Mm-hmm. So, like, I made a pasta, like a noodle thing that changes color when you put the sauce on it.
It was blue noodles that turned pink. That was so cool.
And then I also made blue lemonade that when you added the lemon juice turned pink.
And tastes like normal lemonade. It does not taste like pink lemonade.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I also made blueberry muffins, which didn't change color, but like
the
whole theme of it was surrounding these things, like they're called like anti-cyanazines or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, words.
Anti-cyanazine. Sounds like a villain in a sci-fi, like a kid's sci-fi. And then the anti-cyanazine's intact.
Yeah.
They were after our cyanazine power.
They were after the cyanazine power. The anti-cyanazine clan.
That's not even what they were called.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Oh, hi, Kimmy.
Do you know what they were called?
No.
Well, shut up, then. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling a story.
I didn't even interrupt.
She's been patiently, out for the audience, Kimmy's just been patiently sitting on the floor the entire time.
Patiently. She's rocking back and forth.
That's because, like, I'm cold.
She needs to have the burst of interruption.
And she will, but not yet.
But not yet.
She's like a pet when you make them, like you put the little treat on their nose and they didn't make them stay and suffer in that moment. Why do people do that?
That trick sucks.
That's what we're doing right now.
Kimmy, cry Katie.
So.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyways.
Anti-cyanazine.
I'm going to get dragged for that pronunciation.
And then how do you make them?
Anyway, blueberries have them in them.
Oh, really?
Which is why the blueberry muffins.
That's why things were blue.
The blueberry muffins were good. I don't like blueberries, but they were still pretty good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I enjoyed it. It was a really fun experience. It was pretty little-y. I actually have talked about it before on the show. Actually, I talked about it recently on the show. Mm-hmm. Shopping makes me little, grocery shopping and stuff. So we went grocery shopping together. I got all, like, kind of dolled up and kind of little-y, and then we went and grocery shopped, and she let me pick one thing. Lyra let me pick one thing to take home.
Was it the box of cookies?
It was the box of cookies.
Yeah, I looked at that. I'm like, I don't think that was on the shopping list.
Yep, 100%. It was the box of cookies. Yep.
It was her mistake for not specifying, like, one small thing. You went, okay, one thing, one entire box of cookies.
I was going to get chocolate chip muffins, and she said, you're making blueberry muffins. And I said, but those aren't chocolate chip muffins. And then she's like, maybe you want to get something else. And I'm like, okay. So I got chocolate chip cookies.
Do you wish you had the muffins?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm happy with my choice.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't say she was right.
But you wouldn't say she was wrong.
I won't say anything about it at all.
All right.
Okay. But anyway, I had a really fun time. I got to cook for everyone, and I the food was fine. I'm not, like, super into the dishes that I cooked, and I'm mm-hmm. a picky eater. But Lyra finished her whole thing. She seemed to like it a lot. You liked it.
I loved it. I finished about half, and then I went, okay, mommy, eat the other half. And then I ran to the muffins, and I just started going to town on the muffins. I love blueberry muffins.
You walked into the room, and you said, hey, and you did the little bottom fingers.
Yeah.
Like, can I have a muffin?
Yeah,
and then
sure
I'm like,
did.
Yeah, you can have a muffin. That's why I made
And I tore into
and
it.
Then you come back, like, less than a minute later, and you go, can I have another muffin? And I'm like, yeah.
And then I was gone.
Yeah, if you want to,
if you
ahead.
Give a Chloe a muffin.
She'll eat it.
She'll just want another muffin.
Yeah, she will. Well, it's not all muffins. Blueberry muffins. I love blueberry muffins. You get a little bit of lemon zest in there. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, beautiful. My gosh. I learned how to make lemon icing, which was, like, just powdered sugar and lemon juice. And that's it. There's no other ingredient. Do you know how easy it is to make lemon icing things? Of all the things I made, the sheer simplicity of that was striking to me.
Okay. So, is the takeaway from all of this, you would recommend this for other littles who don't think they have an interest to cook, but want to do something like literally
really
they haven't done yet?
It was really fun. It was like color-changing stuff, so like, mm-hmm. you know, changing the colors of the lemonade and the noodles and stuff. It was really fun.
What are these called so other people can try it out?
I don't know. It's from KiwiCo, I think. Okay, the name of the
and
company.
And it's the cooking boxes from KiwiCo.
The cooking one. I think they're called Yummy Crates or Yummy Boxes or something. It was a lot of fun. I'm actually looking forward to the next one.
That's
which surprises
cute.
Me.
What did you enjoy cooking? Like, for everyone. Isn't it nice to, like get to cook for everybody? I love
it. It got
I love
a
that.
Little hectic at the end. Everything I got, like, none of it is served hot.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I tried to do it all at the same time to make, like, one meal.
Yeah.
I think that if I had to, keep better track of when things were finished, it would have been a lot worse.
I'll tell you right now, I used to feel that way. Then I got to the point where nowadays when I cook, I'm just like, stuff will come out when it comes out, and you're going to eat it all at the temperature that it's at when I serve it all up together. I no longer try and time everything perfectly. I used to. Now I try and get in the ballpark.
That sounds like you.
All right. Do you want to start the episode?
Yeah. Kimmy's basically, like, vibrating with anticipation.
Yeah, I can see
so.
It.
I've been here the whole time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Usual Bet, an 18-up age play discussion podcast. Every week we make a bet, the loser is in diapers for the next episode. I'm the... What? What?
She dabbed.
What?
What? Because we had a friend over what? Recently who was dabbing.
Yeah.
I'm is. The baby sister... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it now. And counter extraordinaire Sophie Elizabeth.
I am the big sister and bet winner Chloe Elizabeth. That's three dabs during that little arc. You can't see them, audience, but I'm really hoping you can feel them.
I can see them.
You can see them, Kim.
When did you become blonde?
I've always been blonde.
Your hair's usually red.
Yeah.
And now it's blonde. And I just know.
Blonde's her default.
It's blonde is my normal hair color.
She dyes it.
I dye it.
I dye mine too.
I dye my hair
like
an auburn.
Yeah, but it's like really blonde.
Anyway, Kimmy, who are you? Do you want to introduce yourself? I don't think you've ever even been able to introduce yourself on this show.
This is your only chance, Kimmy.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Kimmy, and I'm really happy to be here at the introduction part.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Kimmy.
I haven't bitten anybody yet.
That's very true. And the reason she hasn't is she has something she wants to talk about. So she knows she'll get kicked out. She has to behave until we just let her get to this thing. So she's rocking back and forth.
Kimmy,
do you want to
talk about what happens when you came into the room? We were setting up and you looked at me and you said, what did you say? What did you ask?
Can I sit on your couch?
Yeah. And then in response, what did I say?
I'm a baby.
That's what I said?
That's what you said.
All right, Kimmy, that's strike one.
Wow.
Three strikes and you're out of the room.
You're
and then
out
you
of the
lose
room.
The chance of,
you can't talk
I think
about your
we'll
thing
talk
anymore.
About your thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about it without you. We'll talk about cups. That's what you want to talk about.
I guess.
We're going to talk about the Holy Grail.
And you want to talk about
We're
light switches,
talk
I think?
About, yep. Well, that's what we'll talk about.
You said, are you diapered?
And yes, I
said,
did.
No. And then you said, no.
I said, you can't be on the couch then, huh? I'm not risking my couch.
So I'm sitting on the floor.
Good girl.
Okay, so I have something we were supposed to talk about last week and just kind of didn't at all.
Oh, okay.
Starling Media Club. It's the middle of March. We're just now finishing the February Media Club.
This is one of those
it's going
things
good.
I really expected to be talking about this at the end of the episode. But since Kimmy really wants to talk about something, I think we'll talk about this first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about this too.
Okay, good. That's good.
That's great. So, We started a media club last month, and by last month, I mean at the beginning of January, and now it's the middle of March. But,
the second month.
Yeah. But we never told you guys what we did for our February ones.
Yeah,
so
because we're just finishing
I
it
have
right
them. They're
now.
Also going to be in the description. But our book for the month was Silver Screen by Justina Robson.
Amazing sci-fi.
I was shocked by how good this
it's
book
was.
It's
such a good book.
So good.
It's sci-fi focusing on like AI and stuff, not like spaceships and aliens.
It was very human.
It was so good. I loved it. Great
it was
book.
Really fun.
I super recommend it.
I really loved it, and it had parts in it that I really didn't expect.
Right?
Oh, that
it really took me by surprise.
That book constantly, by the time we got to the end, I could anticipate nothing. Everything that I thought, oh, this is what's going to happen next, it didn't. And I'm like, ugh.
Do recommend.
Yeah, wholeheartedly.
Great book.
It's two for two on books.
Next.
Our games for this month were Transistor.
Yes, my favorite game. Everybody loved it.
This is Chloe's favorite video game.
Do you like
she
it, Kimmy?
Loves Transistor.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, Pudding's finishing it up literally
right
now.
She's already broken the combat. She was playing for like an hour and broke the combat.
She barely got into the
game. She can't help herself.
Oh, she's so good at exploiting things.
And me.
And Kimmy. We said things.
Yeah. Whoa! The look on Kimmy's face.
The other game that was put up on the list was Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
I loved it. It was a great game.
It was the first time I played it. Very campy and referential. Yeah. Like, it's very pop culture-y because it's one of those games that really defined a lot of video games.
What is a man?
A miserable pile of diapers.
I was going to say that! Yeah!
What was your final percentage?
I got one... Whatever, I got the number for the, I got 0.1 into whatever the secret ending was. Oh. And she got like 0.2 less or something like that.
Yeah.
So like 196 or something. I think I
got
like
194 or 192.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was a great game. It was the first time I played it. I had a great time with it. It has its strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah. I will say, I prefer my Metroids a lot more than my Vanias. I want, like, a much higher Metroid percentage in my Metroidvanias.
I really didn't think I would enjoy the game as much as I did. Mm-hmm. So I was pleasantly surprised.
But everybody told you that you would enjoy it.
But I also didn't think I'd enjoy it that much.
But, like, just because someone says you're going to enjoy something doesn't mean you're going to.
Unless it's diapers.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you that one. Or four movies this time, because the book was by Pudding, and the games were by, I think I picked Transistor, even though it's because you gave me your movie this time, we did a trade, and then Mark did Castlevania.
Yep.
So our movies were Sleepless in Seattle, woo! As a follow-up to
An
Affair to Remember from last month. That was Chloe's.
You did prove definitively. If anyone wants to watch these, and you watch these two back-to-back in Media Club fashion, will see the difference in modern movies and old movies. It's a really
interesting
thing.
That's exactly what I wanted, was showing it.
Yeah.
Then Lyra picked Legend of Drunken Master.
It was...
two.
Yeah.
I think it is the second one, but it's called Legend of Drunken Master.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's like called Drunken Master 2, or it's called Legend of Drunken Master. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a standalone. It's different names, different countries.
It's a Jackie Chan movie.
It's an incredible Jackie Chan movie.
It was a wild movie.
It was wild.
Yeah. One of my favorites. It was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed it.
Pretty, like I'd say it hits what I think a kung fu movie is. Pretty on nail on the head.
Yep. Chloe's mommy chose Class Action Park, which is a documentary.
It was a documentary. I hear documentary and I fall asleep.
I want to go to this park so bad. I'm so upset that I can't go. I'm so upset that it's closed.
I would not let littles near this park.
I would have such a good time. They're like, you could die. And I'm like, you sure could.
It was like the Wild West of the 80s. It was the Wild West of amusement parks. There were no laws, no regulations.
Oh, sounds incredible.
I was so anxious that whole movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then Kimmy chose the last one, which was My Cousin Vinny.
It was a great movie.
I love that movie.
It was a lot of fun.
We say a lot that Kimmy has bad taste in movies, and she does.
It's because she likes bad movies.
Yeah, but she nails this one. This is a great movie.
Kimmy.
That's two for two. My last movie Kimmy was really has, good too, wasn't it?
What was your last one?
What was my January movie? Wait, I didn't.
You didn't.
Because I was
So you're one for
okay,
one.
Okay, so Kimmy.
One for one.
I want to clarify. 100%. I don't think Kimmy has bad taste in movies. I think Kimmy enjoys bad movies, and I don't think those are the same thing.
I enjoy good
Kimmy
movies.
Kimmy indulges. Yeah, you can enjoy good movies, but you indulge in bad movies. And you love to share bad movies, and that's the problem.
Well, yep.
I love them.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to share what they love.
I'm not watching your Killer Clowns movie. You
that
can't ever make
great.
Me. No, I won't do
What are you going to do? Knock my block off?
I'm sure that was a reference. That's straight to.
But yeah, Starling Media Club's going well. Yep. You can tell because we're
in the
20
middle of
days
March.
Into March and we're just starting all the March movies and video games.
Yeah. But I anticipate we will end the year in September. It'll become 2025 in September.
I'm absolutely determined. I want to read 12 books this year. That is my goal.
That's fair.
I want to do it.
I think we could probably get the books done.
I think I can do it. I'm really excited.
The thing is, it's movies that are really causing a problem. We need to have, like, movie night.
No, the movies aren't the problem if we don't have guests over.
Oh, yeah, we have had guests for a full month.
For a full month we've had people over. Anyway, moving on. I want to talk about the next thing.
The next topic.
About Starling Media Club. Our next topic. That's over and done with. We're moving to the next one.
The next thing.
Which is... What a baby Kimmy is.
Kimmy is such a baby.
I know.
It's phenomenal what a baby Kimmy is. I think that she's gotten babier every year I've known her.
Mm-hmm.
That can't possibly be
true. When she first came to the Starling house, I remember she was only wearing one diaper.
And now she wears
five. Now I saw her in like six diapers the other day. Yeah.
She's just such a baby.
So, legit though, I'm less of a baby now.
Yeah, than really.
Think about it. How often am I little around the house? Like, when I first moved in, like, you guys would tease me as a baby a lot, and that hasn't happened for years.
We've talked about it on the show before. It's satiety. You are sated.
Yeah.
It's that you're becoming sated.
Yeah.
And when you first moved in, you were...
that's what it is.
I'm going to give you half a strike for that. Anyway, when you first moved in here, you were not sated. You needed to binge and indulge. And because this is a shame-free environment, you binged and you didn't fork into purged. You forked into, like, being sated.
Yeah. That's the cycle. Binge and more binge. That's what Netflix has taught me.
So, yeah. It has been good to see you grow in that way.
Thank you. Okay. So, I guess, Kimmy...
If you want to talk about some
light switches and some cups or something, we can talk about it.
Cups and switches.
Yeah.
Cups and switches.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
So, who here identifies as a switch?
Like subleaning. Pretty subleaning.
I'm pretty subleaning.
I'm pretty subleaning.
I don't know if I would... Yeah. I don't know if I'd call myself a switch.
I switch for my partner.
Yes, exactly.
I do enjoy...
But would I identify as a switch? Probably
not. I get compersion out of the act rather than direct pleasure. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I know exactly what you mean.
It brings me joy.
Because she's experiencing joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like...
Yeah, I don't experience any joy. I don't want her to feel joy.
Shut up.
So, I posit this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
As a subleaning switch, it's very easy to get full on dominance.
It's easy to get full in your pants.
Do you mean, okay, are you saying like, it's easy to be dummy for too long?
It's very easy to hit the point at which you stop enjoying it.
I think it depends. I think you could. Dominance.
Okay.
As a subleaning switch, would posit that your cup for dominant energy is small.
Yeah.
Little shot glass. Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, mine's a little bit bigger than a shot glass.
Yeah.
Like a tumbler.
Sure.
Like
Scotch glass.
Like a children's plastic cup.
Yeah.
We're not talking like a whole thermos here.
And so, as you partake in dominant activities to fulfill the needs of your partner, that cup gets full. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's really empowering to play the dominant role.
Okay.
Have I told you guys about the scene that I did with Joe and Oya?
I don't think so.
This doesn't ring a bell.
Incredible.
Okay. Do it.
So
we're here for it.
I want to say real quick. I think that this cup thing is a really good theory. Like,
we're only halfway there.
Yeah, but I want to.
We haven't gotten to the light switches.
I want to linger for like just a second because I think it really applies. Because like, I'd say Sophie has a shot glass. She fills it up really quickly. But then like she finishes it. She takes a shot and everything. She can refill it right away after that. Like, not right away, but, with some time. She does bursts of dominant play.
I've actually talked about this before, that I can be dominant, but I can be dominant for exactly 10 minutes at a time. And then you have to give me, like, a half-hour cool-down for me to be dominant
again. My preferred dominance is, I prefer, like, just, like, a trickle. Like just a little bit of dominance.
In your pants?
Man, we're just, like, nailing these jokes
two
today.
Two and three quarters, Kimmy. I will eject you from the studio. And by studio, I mean Sophie's bedroom. But no, I like a really small amount, like a little bit of dommy energy. And that's good for Liv. Yep. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. And it's really cute. Watching you two is really cute.
The cup fills very slowly. But it's not a big cup.
It all, yeah, exactly. It's not a big cup.
Yeah.
So, Capcom.
Yeah.
I taught for the third cap in a row.
Yes.
My pet play class.
Yeah.
I heard it went great.
It went great. Now.
I'm never awake in time because they always put it first thing in the morning.
No, too early.
It's like 9 a.m. I'm not awake. I'm a toddler.
Unbelievable.
They never give me a good time slot. I'm really hoping they give me a good time slot, but it's really hard with me because I'm in so many things.
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
Anyway.
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 Anyway. Anyway.
This time, I don't know. Have you met my boyfriend?
Joe. Yes.
Joe.
We have met Joe.
No, Joe.
Right. Okay.
Joe's coming over.
Joe's coming over?
Bow bow.
That was really good, Glenn. Whoa! You nailed that!
Thank you.
Oh, we're really going to have sound bites of that one. Oh, incredible.
My Joe
is
also kind of seeing someone.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Oya.
Oya Puddlegum.
Oya Puddlegum of the Puddlegum clan.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oya.
I saw her.
The Puddlegums?
She's got the sexy diaper pics on the internet.
That's the one. She's the one that wears, like, the black diapers and looks all gothy.
Oh, so attractive.
She's very attractive.
If anyone is out there like, what's a Puddlegum? You clearly don't play Second Life in the ABDL scene. that's their claim to fame. They make a lot of content for that actually pretty large scene. So you can check that out if you do that. Or are curious about that. But anyway, so, Oya.
Last time, Oya had a partner to go to the pet play class, and she got to be a kitty and wander around and take the class. Mm-hmm. This time, she didn't.
Yes.
So, she offered that if there were an odd number of participants, that she would volunteer as a handler. Because there's always an extra pet.
Of course, yeah. Yep. It's the dom to sub ratio
Absolutely.
Problem.
Absolutely. Guess what?
That's the rule. Yeah. There's always an extra pet.
There wasn't.
Whoa, really?
It was an exactly even number of individuals. And that's the first time that's ever happened.
Wow.
Which means Oya had nothing to do.
Oh.
So Oya was my pet.
Okay, so you had two pets.
So I had Joe and I had Oya.
Wow.
And
look at you, dual wielding pets.
Oh, it gets good. So I did my usual spiel on consent, gave the whole traffic light speech for the 9,000th time in my life. And when I was done, I turned to Joe.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you give your traffic light speech, do you say red in that room?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's part of the consent
speech. Okay, cool. Because you are in the Dark Age playroom.
Correct.
And when someone says that, the dungeon masters have to immediately like...
Yes. But they know what I'm doing.
Okay, cool. I was just curious how that
works. It's not like that one year.
Where someone named Red was in there.
A friend of mine named Red was in there, and I could not. And, like, I was driving the DMs insane.
Yeah.
Anyway. Those dungeon masters.
So, I'm teaching the class. And I'm talking about how it went last time with Joe.
Yep.
And one thing I learned from pudding is the power of the strategic F-bomb.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Now, I swear a lot. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't intentionally during my speech.
So you could reduce the or you could make sure they weren't desensitized to you swearing.
Exactly.
So that you could slam them.
Exactly.
I always think about, like, swear words, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because Kimmy's picking the topic, I'm going to derail us.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Now we can do it. We have the power.
Derail train.
I'm just going to knock this train over. It's going to be, like, super 8.
Think about swearing.
So I think about swearing a lot, and like when, like I as a person tend to swear sometimes, but I also don't really like that. I wish I didn't swear so much because I think it's littly when you don't swear. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to try to swear less.
Let's take a swear jar.
I'm not participating in this.
You wouldn't have a choice.
Yeah.
What do I have to give to the swear jar?
Like a quarter.
Your dignity.
I don't have any.
Dignity or quarters?
Either.
but then I was thinking, like, okay, well, if I had like a kid or something, what would my policy be on swear words? Like, would I, like, what line would I go?
I know the answer to this for me.
Where would I say, like, hey, watch your language. Like, I would don't never, use blah, blah, blah.
I wouldn't.
Versus like, oh, whatever. Does it really matter?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about this a bit, and the conclusion I came to was I think I would push for not swearing.
Okay,
I think that I would be like, hey, like, don't use words like that. It's just going to, you know, first of all, if they say it at school, then I'm going to get in trouble, et cetera, et cetera. But I was thinking, if it's the right moment,
exactly,
I would be fine with it.
That's fair.
If I had a child and my child, like, dropped the F-bomb at the right time, I'd be like, that was the right time.
Grammatically and situationally appropriate.
So it's not just like,
it's not flippant.
Yeah, you're not being a Puritan here and saying no swears. You're saying,
if you're gonna swear, do it intellectually.
Precision of language here.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if you drop a hammer on your foot, you're gonna fucking swear.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, you were talking about, like, oh, I was intentionally not swearing to make sure I had this power. And I'm here for this. So, I think this makes a lot of sense.
So a precise one. And you did this. You did the precision swear.
Absolutely something that I learned from pudding.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I finished giving my traffic light signal speech. Mm-hmm. And I started going into how negative reinforcement is not an effective training tool. But the only way to truly change behavior is with positive reinforcement.
Yep.
And then I turned to Joe and I said, but last time when I said that, somebody was texting. So I stepped real close to him and I said, give me your fucking phone. And like, the room went dead silent. Like, it was perfect. Like, I nuked him from orbit. And
that's so cute.
He turned crimson. And then I continued going on. I put his phone in my pocket, and I said, so, positive reinforcement is the most effective training tool, but I'm going to show off here, because I've got a rare circumstance. I've got two pets here, which means I can play them off of each other. I said, you two, face one another, and they're both shy.
Yeah.
They're both so shy creatures.
And you're throwing, like, that. You're throwing three spotlights on them.
Well, like, think about how they got together.
Yeah.
Think about what a fucking train wreck that was. they're both just making bottom fingers at each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Gosh, you're cute. Gosh, you're cute. And I just, I said, now kiss. And I made them.
It's good pudding energy.
Which is what I did in the middle of the class.
That's really good.
So these two shy pets are looking at each other, and I go, now kiss and make it good because I'm watching.
Ooh.
That's really good.
And they made out right there, and it was great.
That's really good.
And I proceeded to pick on them both the entirety of the class.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely wonderful.
How did this affect your cup?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
So
it's almost like I do this professionally.
My dominance cup is quite small.
Yeah.
And it was getting pretty full. Mm-hmm. Like, I was having a good time. I was having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was reaching the limit at which I can really enjoy it. Now, this is a rare opportunity. There's a dark room there. And when's the next time I'm going to have Joe and Oya and a dungeon?
That's true.
And so, after that, was I on another panel that day? I don't think so.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Yep.
Which one?
You were on the art game.
That's right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
And I did the dominant persona at the art game, which was further filling the dominance cup.
Yep.
Yep.
But Joe and Oya, afterward, they look at me and they go, can we have a scene?
Oh, cute.
And I had told them that this is a thing that I really wanted to do.
Yeah, right.
But my dominance cup was getting pretty full.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it anyway.
You pushed through.
I pushed through. Now, I took them to the dark room.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we were on our way to the dark room. and we're walking along, and I'm in my regalia.
Yeah.
I
want to ask you a question about that afterwards.
Okay. So I'm substantially taller than usual.
Yes.
And my heels are clicking on the floor in the hotel, and we're going down those cement stairs, and I stop, and I look at Oya, and I go, do you feel like you did your absolute best today in class? And she looks at me and goes, I don't know.
What an answer!
Now, when a demon is looking you in the eyes and asking you a yes or no question, and I said, do you want to rethink that? Do you want to reconsider that answer? She's like, I think I might have been able to do better. I said, me too. And I walked off. Now, I'm walking down the hallway, mm-hmm. and they have both gotten ahead of me. Mm-hmm. They are walking down the hallway in front of me. That's a no-no.
Yep, because they're pets.
Don't walk in front of me. So I said, why are you two in front of me? And instantly they fell back. They both turned crimson.
That's
so
cute.
On the way to the dark room, I'm annihilating them.
Yeah.
And when we finally get there, I make them kneel in front of the big steel cage that they have in there. Mm-hmm. And I berate them. And I said, you were both so shy. You were both so resistant. And we're going to work on that. I threw them both in the cage. And I made them go at it. And I made Joe take his shirt off. I was wearing metal claws. I clawed the crap out of both of them while mm-hmm, they made mm-hmm. out and did other things in the cage. And it was a great scene. It was one of the best scenes of my life.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And I was dead at the end of it.
Yeah, so what were the ramifications for this, for your cup? Either, I don't know if I should phrase it as running out or overflowing.
Overflowing.
Yeah.
Now, dominance cup.
Yeah.
Little plastic kitty cup.
Yep.
Now, what does my submission cup look like?
It's one of those.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, swimming pool.
I went with a 10-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
For the metaphor.
Yeah.
Now, I, as a submissive, need specific things. And that's mm-hmm. different from what you two need as a submissive. If Chloe got treated the way I need to be treated,
she'd have a
breakdown.
I'd be so upset.
Yep.
It would be terrible.
Yep.
I need someone to choke slam me.
Yeah.
Please.
You need your podcast co-host to berate you and make you sit on the floor.
Chase me out of the room. Beat the crap out of me. It's good.
That is your flavor.
It's mm-hmm. good. And I love Joe to death. He threatens to spank me and I laugh at him.
Kimmy, you are one of the brattiest people I've ever met.
Very true.
He couldn't spank me if he wanted to.
He's such a nice, sweet
man.
He's such a nice, sweet, wonderful man.
He's mm-hmm. incredible, and I adore him. And there is no way in hell he could inflict violence upon my person without crying.
It's the same with, like, Liv, though.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
She can't.
No, she's so soft.
She.
Honestly, Lyra.
She's got some evil lines,
the
though.
The same way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you get swatted twice and you're in tears.
Yeah, thankfully, I'm a
little softy.
I'm a soft little one.
So, my submission bucket.
Yeah.
Has been quite empty for a long time mm-hmm. because I'm dating a sweetheart that I love who won't choke slam me. So my need for love and affection and caring is so full.
Yeah. Yeah. But you really wanted to be, like, specifically submissive.
I need somebody to step on me.
And you were full, you've overflown with dominant energy. So explain where you were at.
I had a breakdown the next morning and woke up in the hotel room. And it was nobody's fault but my own. Mm-hmm. And I bawled. I cried so hard, I got a headache because I wasn't honoring my own needs.
Yep.
And I think that if I had taken time and found a dominant partner to help give me some of that submissive energy, mm-hmm. that I would have been fine. It was the dominant cup or being even overflowing,
you, yeah,
and the submissive bucket being dead ass empty.
You didn't check in with your needs, and I think while this story isn't very age play, it's very pet play. It's really important for people to hear because it illustrates like how easy it is to compromise your own wants and needs for your partners and or for the sake of a scene.
But it's not even necessarily my own wants and needs because I wanted that scene.
Sure, yeah.
I didn't compromise my wants.
All right, Sophie, therapy corner here.
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, figuratively this
people,
time.
People, yeah, just...
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I hope people can recognize that she was not in fact hitting you and she was clapping in the air.
I hope they don't. No, guys, I'm a very aggressive and violent person. Now that I'm an adult, now that I've donned the title of adult, I think I'm ready to just beat the crap out of Kimmy. You know?
That's what I know of most adults in my life growing up.
So after the show, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway. People are in constant dissonance. Like we create these ideas of identity and things as a way of categorizing ourselves into boxes that make us feel safe and comfortable. But it's like how when people tell me, you need to stop working so much. And I'm like, I want to be doing this.
Yeah.
I want to spend 8 hours a day working on my writing things. But then I also want to not do that at all, and I want to be a dumb little baby who sits on the floor and wets her diapers.
Yeah.
I want to go to work and enrich people's lives and make things better for people. And at the same time, I don't want to go to work. I want to sit on the floor and live like a little baby and wet my diapers. Like, I want both of these things. Yeah. It's not a matter of... what do you want in the situation or what are your needs here? Because I need both things. And these are contradicting concepts. You can't do both things simultaneously, but I still want both things simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the way people operate. We use things like identity and categorization to try to create a pathway for us to follow, like street lights along a road for us to get from point A to point B in a way that we think we want. But ultimately, if you stick exclusively to that path, then you're missing out on a lot of other things that you are truly eager and interested in doing.
Which is why Kimmy has wound up starting doing some Dami stuff. She originally, when I first met her, she would never have done this.
And 0%.
She is starting to like try those new paths.
It's Lila's fault.
Hey, I understand. Like I'm dating a little. I've been dating a little for over 2 years, and the reason I didn't date Chloe back in the day is because I never wanted to date a little. I never wanted to be in the position where I had to be in that role for someone. Mm-hmm. And now I am because
also I was a mess.
Yeah.
A hot mess.
Yeah.
You got to see the love on her face when she says, yeah, like that. It's an audio medium, so you can't see it, but I can.
And part of me not wanting to be a caregiver is not wanting to deal with this mess, you know?
She wanted to deal with different messes, mostly her own.
But anyway, people are just, it's so trivializing when someone says to me, just do this thing that you want to do. Don't do this other thing
that you also
want to do. Because I want to do both things. Yep. And managing the time and energy and what I get from each one is really hard, especially because so much of it is circumstantial. You can't do most things most of the time. Mm-hmm. So it just falls into, it's like you want this dominant energy, but where do you get it from, Kimmy?
And the difference between wanting the dominant energy and needing the submissive energy is a thing to note.
Yeah.
Wants and needs.
Yeah. It's so tricky because I feel like it. Oh, man. Again, I'm coming from a really mental health lens here. But people either... The distinction between wants and needs is a lot blurrier than people think. It's not like, oh, well, I actually need this to survive. And people will trivialize their needs down to wants, and people will amplify their wants into needs.
That's true.
As these sort of like way of trying to encourage them to get something. Mm-hmm. I turn so many of my things I want to do into needs because I feel like if I don't turn them into needs, I won't prioritize them. But conversely, they're not actually needs.
Conversely, I don't stress my needs enough. I take things that probably should be needs and go, I want that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really hard because Kimmy's right that you should be able to differentiate the difference between something you want and something you need. Mm-hmm. But what does want mean? What does need mean? There aren't concrete definitions, because if you go exclusively off need is something you need to survive, or need is something that maintains your mental health, those are two different things.
Totally.
And I deal with so many people, so many friends of mine who, like, will throw away their needs because, well, I don't actually need that. Or they'll over-prioritize their wants to be like, no, I need that in order to be, you know, happy and safe. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's not true. And there's no hard line.
True.
But anyway, my talking about this is basically saying there is no easy solution to this problem of having two contradicting interests at the same time.
I think the only way you can really do it is, you had a moment, Kimmy, and I think you expressed it, of, I don't know if I can really go further in this. And you had a self-check-in, and then you decided, I think I'm going to ignore my self-check-in.
You are correct.
The gaslight came on in the car, and you're like,
I can make it.
You were like me playing my Game Boy on the bus in elementary school and covering the battery light as it was blinking, as if that would stop my Game Boy from turning off and making me lose, like, two fucking hours of Pokemon play. You know what I mean?
But that being said, that gamble, that cover the light and maybe you can get to a save point, or maybe you actually do make it to the gas station. Think about how many times you say, oh, I can make it, and you actually do make it.
That's true.
Like, the reason why people don't see the gaslight and immediately pull into the gas station, or the reason why people don't stop playing their game because their batteries are running low, mm-hmm. is because they're willing to take that risk, and they're willing to push beyond what their warning signs are.
Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes it just works out. If it always failed, no one would do it. But a lot of the times it doesn't. A lot of the times you push yourself too far and succeed, and the consequences are very mundane.
I do think it is always like a balancing act, right? It's always going to be a balancing act of, should I push a little further? Mm-hmm. Because you are right. This instance, Kimmy should not have pushed a little further.
No.
She couldn't have done that.
Agree.
Really,
don't agree.
I also
don't agree.
Really? I thought that's what you were saying.
I cherish that scene. I have told that story so many times at this point. It is probably my favorite moment of the entire con.
I thought that's where
you
were going with this.
Nope.
Interesting.
I actually, and I'm, like, again, I agree with Kimmy here that I said that there's no easy solution to these two contradictory ideas, both mm-hmm. of which you want at the same time, and how do you differentiate the ideas of wants and needs, and how do you categorize this? And I don't think that the problem is the solution you're looking for, but I think the problem is the fact you're looking for a solution.
Okay.
People fall into situations like Kimmy, and again, Kimmy, correct me if I'm wrong here, or that you don't agree with what I'm saying, but you had this big breakdown.
Yeah.
And your response to that is, well, how can I make sure to avoid this in the future? And what are the ways, the ways that I can check in, and the ways that I can limit myself, and the ways that I can not do the things that I did to make sure I don't fall back into the situation?
Yes.
And I think that people need to be more okay with the fact that sometimes you just do. Instead of always trying to preempt the bad times, the times that are really emotionally hard to deal with, understanding that every once in a while, part of taking a risk is the inevitability that you will hit that point and it will be a bad time. Mm. And sometimes it's just worth it. Sometimes it's worth continuing to play your game even though the light's blinking.
Okay.
And nobody did anything wrong in this scenario.
True.
There's no bad guy.
That's
Joe
true.
Did not do the wrong thing. Oya did not do the wrong thing. I didn't do the wrong thing.
Yep.
That's really interesting. Kimmy, I thought you were coming into this like trying as like a cautionary tale about managing your wants and your needs and your cups and everything like that?
I would say it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
coming in to say.
How fascinating.
Be aware of your own levels of yep. the size of your cup.
Yep.
And if your small cup is full, make sure your big one isn't empty.
That's fair. Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate that lens. Like if you're going to, if you're considering taking the risk, when your gas light is on, make sure you're not in the Mojave Desert.
Yes.
Make sure you are somewhere populated, not in the middle of the night where if you need to get help, you can get help.
That's actually really good.
take measured risks.
If your battery light is blinking, make sure you saved in the past hour instead of the past 20 hours.
I really like that. I like that a lot.
And there's one thing I really want to drive home.
Okay.
I don't want it to sound like I don't appreciate Joe or that I wish he were different. Because neither of those things are true at all. He is perfect. Just the way he is. And I love him to death. And I am so glad that he's mine.
In the same way that people always want contradictory things.
Yep.
You always also want contradictory things from other people.
Yep.
If Joe were the kind of guy to give you this other thing than what you need,
then he wouldn't be giving this other thing that you need. He is perfect, just the way he is.
But no one will fill every desire for another person.
Exactly.
And that's why you have friends, other play partners. That's why some people are poly who aren't monogamous. Like no one's going to fulfill every one need for any person. Like, that's like our whole household. Like, all of us fulfill different things for each other in this household.
Yep.
And, like, that's like life in itself.
I really love this takeaway. We talk a lot about respecting your limits and respecting yourself, but the amount of people I've talked to recently who are unwilling to step outside of their comfort zone for fear of something hurting them or pushing themselves into a position where they might have a bad situation. This is actually really interesting because I was literally just talking to Juice about this. Juice was really upset that some of the stuff at CAP didn't go the way that he wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I feel like I shouldn't have tried.
Aww.
And I said, on the contrary, I'm super proud that you did. Like, the fact that you took that step and you were willing, you know, Juice has always been a shy boy who, you know, struggles to do the things that he wants and prioritize his own needs. And he did here, and it backfired, and it hurt him. And I said, I'm still so happy you did it. Even though you got hurt by it, I love that you took that chance. I love that you put yourself out there. And you just prioritized yourself. I'm impressed by that. I'm proud of your ability to do that. And I respect it a lot. And I hope that in the future you don't see this thing that happened, this thing not working out the way you wanted it to be reflective of you like trying again. I don't think that good things can happen if you aren't willing to put yourself in the position where good things can happen.
For sure.
So I really like this episode's message here of a reminder that staying safe and keeping yourself in a stable mental and physical space is important to remember. Also, it's important to disregard it a little bit sometimes, as long as you have some decent things to fall back on.
Yeah.
As long as you're not in the desert, as long as you've saved your game in the past few hours, it's okay to risk pushing through, and if something bad happens, then something bad happens. But maybe something good will happen, you know?
Something bad happening isn't the end of the world.
Exactly.
That was in perfect unison. I heard that in stereo.
We need that sometimes. All right. Kimmy, I think that was a great topic.
I got a bomb for you.
No, I've got one more thing.
Okay, go.
I'm worried you'll spoil it.
I will.
No. What? No. So, I said I want to talk about your outfit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make a bet on it.
Oh.
Okay, so in your demon outfit, your persona.
Yes.
What's her name?
Camariel.
Yeah.
Camariel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in this outfit, you're very dressed up, looking very dominant, very tall, like very like yes. like dominant energy. Sophie, I want to make a bet.
Okay.
Do you think she's diapered in that outfit? She wears that outfit at Capcom. Do you think she's diapered? Do you think she wears it? Does the diapered caregiver thing? Do you think Kimmy does the diapered caregiver thing? Do you want to make a bet on this?
Do you know the answer to this question?
I don't.
Interesting.
Do you?
No.
I've never seen Kimmy in this outfit. I've never awake early enough.
Oh, I've seen her trying on this outfit.
Yeah,
before.
Of course, but I've never seen this outfit out in the wild. I've never seen this persona.
My
in the
take is no.
Okay, interesting.
I don't think that to the way I see it, Kimmy uses diapers as a tool for submission and for littleness. Mm-hmm. And if it's not hitting those marks, then Kimmy isn't that interested in diapers.
I'm prone to agreeing with that, but I think it's Capcom, and I would be surprised if Kimmy was out of a diaper at all at Capcom, especially being she had to go to another panel after that. So I want to say she was diapered.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
All right, okay. Do you want to make this bet?
Yeah, I'll make this bet. I feel confident.
I'm so sorry, fans, that you don't get to vote again for another week. But
well,
I,
you could let them vote and I'll tell them next week.
I just want to know right now.
Oh.
I'm also, yeah. Okay, right. Kimmy.
Sophie's right.
No.
Yes.
It
fair.
Is a very clear delineation.
Yeah, that's
diapers
fair. That's
are a tool
fair.
Of
that's
submission.
Fair.
I don't do the diapered caregiver thing because I'm not a caregiver.
That's fair.
I'm a pain giver.
You're so right. Yeah. But I mean,
hey, I mean, I know that a lot of other people are really into the idea of wearing a diaper even when they're in their very dominant role.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, exactly.
She's super hot.
Yeah, she sure is.
Most of the puddle gums when being dominant are padded.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah. but honestly, it's just knowing Kimmy as a person, the two simply don't mix to me.
Nope.
That's fair. I my only reason I was saying yes was the venue, the Capcom experience.
No, that makes sense.
Also, they make my butt look great.
They really do.
That's fair.
I mean, to be fair, even in dominant spaces with Lyra, if you know, I'm trying to be dominant with Lyra. Not all the time, but I'd say maybe half the time. I like the idea of being in a diaper as well. I think that it's inspiring to me.
That's her.
It gives me that good, like, sexy energy.
That's cute.
That is cute.
We should have someone, a guest come on who is a diaper caregiver and, like, we should talk about that, I think, in the future.
I feel like this had to have happened. But
maybe, but we're loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey girls.
Ask Robin.
Robin will know.
All right.
I got a bomb for you.
What?
Okay.
We're at the end.
I mean, you can say no, and I'll keep it to myself.
Is it a short bomb?
No. When do I ever do anything short?
Oh, man.
Maybe save your bomb. Save your bomb.
Oh, it'll be dead next week.
What does that mean?
Okay. All right. Fine. Go.
Okay. So, in recognizing that I have a need that's unfulfilled through no fault of Joe's,
right?
I want to get my ass back on the market so I can find myself a sadist.
Gotcha.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
So,
you're probably a chill.
Exactly. Also, I'm encouraging him to date other people, too.
Anyway, that was the basis of the story.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, I hop on, because I'm old, OkCupid again. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. I just found out. I understand.
I've got to say, I haven't heard the name OkCupid in a good while.
I just found out that that's now the dating app for old people.
That tracks.
I have to tell you, that's like some, there's dusty cobwebby neurons being fired up
anyway,
right now.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. So I got an intro from a guy, and I logged on for the first time in a while to read it. And the app wouldn't let me in.
Oh.
It had a little lock screen.
Did they find out you're too little?
That I had to get past. No. It said that before I could continue, I had to decide whether or not I want to be part of the league.
Oh, no. You're finally part of that?
I've never heard of this.
You didn't know about it?
It's a separate app.
It's a separate, I didn't know it's a separate app.
It's a separate app.
I thought it was a separate algorithm.
They're only inviting the hot people from OkCupid to come join a different app. Right, actually, and that's so fucked up.
You knew about this, right?
This is ringing bells.
Yeah, OkCupid's always gone. If you're hot enough, we'll only show you the hot people, and we'll only show like you the hot people.
That sucks.
It's bullshit.
I'm glad you're in it.
Like,
that's subjective.
It means their bars are fucking low.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's why nobody's OkCupid anymore.
Yeah,
but you joined the league.
Also, a bit of validation for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, I put a lot of effort into my dating profile. I look pretty cute on that.
You guys have joined the league.
I'm in the league.
Ridiculous. Maybe we'll do a dating profile for you on the show.
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay. We'll see if we can score you a hot sadist for...
Primals should apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to chase me through the woods.
Whoa.
If you want to chase Kimmy through the woods.
I do want to remind you really quick.
If you want to hunt her like a gazelle.
No, like a fox.
Kimmy,
come on.
Kimmy. This is an age play discussion podcast. I think that your story was good, even though it was pet play, because it had a good, important message. This is an age play discussion podcast.
I know, I'm not on Dear Jazzy this time.
All right. Is that it? Did we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's it. That's all I had. So, everyone...
Where?
Sophie, I'm putting.
No, you have to pick it back up. You have to take that up off the floor, dust it off, and put it on a plate.
If you want to support us, or if you want exclusive mini episodes that we still do,
or access to our Discord,
Didn't
you get in trouble for one recently?
Yeah.
Okay, for the people who listen to the show on Spotify, I want you to know. But last week I put up the song I sang at CapCon.
Yeah.
I put it up as like a little mini episode for people to be like, oh, here's like a proper recording where people aren't screaming at me while I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this version for you. And I get a message like within 10 minutes from Spotify. And Spotify tells me, we took down your episode. We took down an episode because it violates our terms of service.
Did you just have like a panic attack for like once?
For
quick
yeah, like
second.
A half a second, I had a panic attack. So I'm like, oh my gosh, did they take the whole show down? But no, the sheer unbridled irony of the one episode bit of this show that got taken down was the song I sang, the heartfelt, emotional song.
Which doesn't
that
even
I
talk
sang.
About diapers.
It doesn't even say diapers in it.
Doesn't have age play in it.
And that's what I get. That's what I get taken down. Anyway, if you guys want to listen to that, you can do it literally anywhere else other than Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Something
else
I'm
in the
sure.
Discord.
Subscribe to dot.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
That's how you get to the Discord.
Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Juice for our wonderful cover. You can find him at subscribestore.adult/juiceboxer. Thanks me for helping with the theme song, and thanks Kimmy for your insightful topic.
Cups and switches. That was really good. I've got a last thing. This is the part where we hang up.
Oh, bboy-kimmy.tumblr.com.
Yeah. This is the part where we hang up, but I'm not going to yet. I'm going to say, I want to give like a content creator shout out, a community spotlight.
Do it.
Hey, what's up, community members? Our friend, Penn, the artist formerly known as Peculiar Changeling, or
I'm
maybe
pretty
also,
sure he's, yeah, also
known as, but I couldn't help but make the joke.
Yeah.
Has made a new thing. Do you want to do what is it?
So he wrote the story called The Baby Bet, which is
bets. We do those.
Oh my god! It's probably inspired by a show. I bet the main characters' names are Sophie and Chloe.
I hope so.
They're not. I've actually like read most of it. but it's a really fun story. But Penn wants to do an audiobook. Which I really love the idea of. We have like. Two audiobooks from Sophie and Pudding,
slap.
And I really love them. I love the idea of getting more ABDL audiobooks, but he put up a Kickstarter, so if you search the Baby Bet audiobook Kickstarter or whatever, you'll find it online. sponsor it, support it, or whatever words they use on Kickstarter, kickstart it.
I think you kick it.
Kick it.
You kick it.
Kick it.
Kick it.
Kick it.
Kick it.
Go on the internet and go kick Penn's audiobook.
Kick it.
And I think this would just be a great addition. I've actually had people who were like, hey, do you have any audiobooks? And I'm like, thankfully I do. But most people don't. Yeah. And I love the idea of having ABDL audiobooks.
Maybe we can get like an audio library going.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to support that, you can do that by using the internet to look things up.
Kick it.
Kick it.
Shame on Chloe for trying to kick me off the show.
Kimmy.
Kicker.
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 All right, that's Kimmy. That's three strikes.
Ow.
Kimmy, that's three strikes. Get out of here.
Bye.
I love you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Bye-bye.
See ya.